Tonight is the eve of the feast of St. Joseph, Tuesday, March the 18th, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are at the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, Long Island.
There are streams of beautiful blue color now coming from the distance.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The rays from the blue light
are
producing a warmth that I've never noticed before.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
Now I can see far into the distance, and the sky is becoming very lighted.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she has on a very beautiful blue cape
that's
flowing freely down to her toes. And her gown is a beautiful white, a pure white, colored with a blue sash. The blue sash is hanging very loosely about Our Lady's waist.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Now over on Our Lady's right, or our right side, Our Lady's left, I see a man coming forward.
it.
Oh, he's dressed in a brown tunic type of robe. It's made almost like one piece in brown. And he has on his feet brown sandals. I can see him very clearly, although his face is so lighted that I couldn't describe his eyes or nose, but I do see his beard. He has a dark brown, almost black beard. And now about his head, there is a cape. A cape that is not pointed, it's draped about his head, and now he's removing the cape, and he's coming over by Our Lady. Oh, I know who he is. It's St. Joseph. Oh. Now, St. Joseph is speaking with Our Lady. Our Lady now is motioning, placing her finger on her lips to listen. Listen well, my child, and repeat after me.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the
foundation for a young life is found in the family.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
We find much lacking in the example of many parents. They have forgotten their roles as parents, and they are feeding their children well with the contaminating abundance of your nation and the world. However, their souls are being starved for the light. The role for the prosperity within a family is simple, my child. It is one of a dedication to the Eternal Father. What does it matter, my children, if you gain the whole world's goods and suffer the loss of your eternal soul? Your pilgrimage is but a short one upon earth. Have you stored your reward with us? Or have you given yourself to the pleasures of the flesh and Satan? The Eternal Father has created life upon your earth. Man of science has given himself to murder. This displeases the Eternal Father much, my children. You have set yourselves upon a path of destruction. Turn back, my children. My voice comes to you but of a short time. Turn back. The sands are falling fast. In the past history of earth time, my child, my voice has cried out for penance, atonement, and sacrifice. I have been cast aside now in your presence, as I was in the past.
Wandered throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The third joyful mystery.
I have come to you, my children, as a mediatrix from the Eternal Father, to bring you a great warning. Unless you mend your ways and make a complete reversal from your present path of destruction, you will be allowed to reap your reward in suffering. Your country will be cleansed by trials. The tears of parents will fall, but do my children. But you have a free will.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Could I?
Art thou among women?
But spread before you a complete picture of your future.
Hail Mary,
you would come back upon your knees to the eternal Father. It is, my children, a picture of death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
Satan
is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Roams your world. He has many agents in all the media, my children.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
Hearts
the fruit of thy womb,
are hardened.
Glory, Mary,
are deafened. Sight is blinded. Sight of a physical body means nothing, my child. It is the light that has been taken from the heart, the soul of mankind, that brings him to destruction. My son is much grieved by the manner in which his sacrifice is conducted within the churches of the world. Pastors, shepherds of our flock, have you not the courage to stand up for the light? Do you fear mankind? No man shall save you from your eternal reward if you receive the recompense of your abomination. You shall be cast into the abyss, counted among the least. You have been given a divine vocation. You scandalize those who have been entrusted to you. Awaken now from your blindness. Bishop, the salt. What have you done to your vocation? You have brought scandal, destruction of souls. I beg, as your mother, for you to listen to my warning. My urgent plea is of major concern to your world now. For if you do not listen to me now, you will set fast into a major world war.
Hail Mary.
Wars are a punishment for man's sins.
The fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
The sins that are sending many into the abyss, my children, are sins of the flesh. The vilest of abominations are being committed in your land and country throughout the world. They mock and defile the name of my son. Even the children, my child, mock and defile his holy name. Who will come forward and solace his injured heart?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
My child,
Hail Mary, full of grace,
if there were, if there are enough prayers of the faithful, you will be given more time Father.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
The eternal Father watches the battle. All that happens will be permitted for the eventual recovery of souls. All who fall into the abyss, my child, will do this on their own free will.
The eternal
Father has made it known to the world through his message that there will be many graces given through the sacred ground.
The finding of the child Jesus in the temple. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
The waters will rise. When you ask, my child, very soon.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners
now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of
our
grace,
lady is pointing over now. The right side of the flagpole. The sky is lighting up, and I am looking into a mapped area that looks like, yes, it is Africa, and I can see, I'm looking over from the African part of the map, and I can see the other countries of Egypt and Israel and all. Now Our Lady is saying, a coalition, my child, of the dark graces. The world is fast heading to the culmination of the Armageddon.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
my child, make it known to my children that they are being deceived. Many who come to them as angels of light are actually an agent of darkness. They go forward in error and gross deception, my child. Make it known the practice of astrology offends the Eternal Father. It is a false science of the Antichrist.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art
thou. It is the practice of pagans. During, my child, the holy sacrifice of my son, man must conduct himself with more propriety. Holiness must be returned to the houses of the world. Churches, Our Lady says. Women must adorn themselves in modesty. Pagan practices of diabolical music is not condoned by the Eternal Father. Nor shall we condone dancing and all manner of worldly entrance within the holy houses of God. Woman must cover her head. It is a mark of respect required in the house of God. This the angels demand.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray.
My child, make it known to the world that woman must keep her place in respect to her husband. It was not Adam, the man, who fell, but he followed the fall of Eve, his wife. For man came from God, and Eve was brought forth from man. Therefore, my child, this word I hear, liberation, is of deception from Satan.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you not recognize, thy children, the signs of your times? Read and learn. Women will become unlike women. They shall go forth, and seven women will take hold of one man and say to him, make me as you are. I wish to eat your bread. Know, my child, this simple lesson, that in these days of the latter times, women will seek to cast off their role as mother and a woman. Women will cast it off under the direction of Satan and murder her children. Woe to the woman who does not repent of this vile abomination. She has walked the road to eternal damnation and hell. Repent, O women, or forever be lost.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
It is, my child, because the world has lost the need for sacrifice and penance, that they have come to this point of murder of the unborn and the young. They care more for the material things of your world, and they starve the spirit. They gather all that Satan has set before them, but they gather nothing that the Father offers freely. Satan has placed a price upon all he gives you. His price is your eternal spirit. The Father, the eternal Father, my children, offers you his home. It is yours for the asking. There is no price. This kingdom of light is yours. Believe in my Son, and you will be given the way. You must warn those superiors in my Son's house, my child, that they are being deluded. Your country and the world is heading fast into the setting up of a one-world religion and government. Recognize the sign. There will be no unity without my Son as the Christ. You accept into the holy house of my Son those who betray him. Awaken from your darkness, your slumber. You are being misled. All who do not recognize my Son as the Christ, they are the Antichrist.
Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
of heaven, except through my son.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
You must,
and blessed is the fruit
my children,
Jesus.
Make it known to your brothers and sisters that the last meeting of my son was not a meal. It was not seen to be a meal by the Eternal Father. It was the start of a sacrifice.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the
devil. That sacrifice was known by the Father and my Son, and was to be perpetrated and continued unto eternity.
Powerful mystery. Jesus is humiliated and scourged at the pillar. Our Father,
when you enter into the houses, churches of my Son throughout the world, you come to participate in the sorrowful. Oh, I see.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord.
Oh, I see Jesus upon the cross.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Oh, he's already expired on the cross.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Oh, now it's becoming darker. I can't see him. It was...
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb,
during
Jesus.
The holy sacrifice of your mass, my children.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
You
blessed art thou
shall
among
receive
women,
among you
the, fruit of thy
the
womb,
physical and spiritual body and blood of my Son.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is
this
with thee.
This is not but a memory or a myth, my children. Understand the supernatural. Understand that
Hail
my
Mary,
Son comes
grace,
to you fully
art
in spirit and physical body.
Thy womb, Jesus.
That is why the angels who attend the
Hail
sacred
Mary,
service demand, command
and
that you conduct yourselves with the honor due my Son in the Father and the Holy
Hail Mary,
Ghost.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
women
is the fruit of thy womb.
Shall not approach the sacred body dressed as pagans.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
exposing the temples of their spirit to shame. Cover yourselves, my children, or you will burn.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
I repeat,
and blessed is the fruit.
Women will dress as befits a wife and mother, clothing themselves with modesty and holiness. Children will follow the example of their parents. Therefore, if your example is poor, your children will be your thorns. The sins of the parents are surely visited upon the children. During this sacrifice, my children, you must unite yourselves in heart with my Son in his sacrifice. You will not be distracted by all manners of diversions that we watch being perpetrated in my Son's churches at this moment.
Hail Mary,
now a lady
grace,
is looking over to the right of her and left and pointing, and I see a large globe on the right side. and the globe is turning, and I see above the globe a very large sun and the moon.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
And Our Lady is turning now and saying, at every second, in every moment of the day and night, the sacrifice continues. Oh, how sad it will be, my children, if this bread of life is removed from you.
The fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace,
the bread
the Lord is with
of
thee.
Life.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
my
the fruit
son
of thy womb, Jesus.
Is your salvation.
Hail Mary,
without him,
the Lord is with thee.
You will never be able to withstand the attacks of Satan and his agents. The forces of evil have accelerated. Protect yourselves and those you love with the armor we have given you. Do not succumb, my children, to the fallacies about you, the half-truths and falsehoods. Know that your sacramentals were given for a reason. Do not cast them aside.
Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Understand, my children, if Satan removes your sacramentals, he has more advantage over you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
You need all armor now to withstand his attacks, my children. I have advised you all in the past to retire from your world, which has been given to Satan. He knows that his time is growing short, and he has plans to do full battle with you. From time of the beginning, this fallen angel has set himself to destroy the creation of the Eternal Father. Understand, my child, why the Eternal Father does not want one soul lost to him.
Jesus carries his cross and marks the path for our salvation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
My children, if I was to give you an overall picture of your present world and those who have been given the power over you and your souls, you would find that many mitres have faces of goats.
Hail Mary.
Yes, my child, goats.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
We use symbolic language, my child, for a reason.
Hail Mary,
so do not be disturbed.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
You must pray much for your Holy Father.
Hail Mary,
Paul,
the Lord is with thee.
Many about him are not in the light.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
I am much saddened, my child, to have to say to you all that my message given with heart to you has been cast aside among our clergy. Do not be disheartened, my child.
Hail Mary.
The Father has a plan. Continue with perseverance.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
You will remain in retirement as I have directed you, my child.
now,
it
Mary,
is for your safety
the
and the good of your mission.
And blessed is the fruit of thy
you will restrict yourself to talking with only the immediate close
Hail
workers
Mary,
and your
grace,
family.
The Lord is with thee.
Better that you use all other time
of
your leisure time to pray. Quiet communication with the Father in the Spirit will gain you much peace of soul. Do not concern yourself, my child, with dates. What would it gain if I allowed you to give a date? For should our children return to us, it would only be through fear. We expect a gradual return, but it will be a permanent one this way.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
you will go on your mission as the Father directs you. Do not be concerned in the steps. It will appear before your very eyes.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary.
I would advise you, my child, to advise my children that it would be best if they do not make a rash judgment of the miraculous photographs we give to you. They are given, I assure you, with reason. Some are of personal nature, and others are for the general populace.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
You will not concern yourself, my child, with who will accept the message from heaven. You will go forward and give it to the world and leave the rest to the Father in heaven.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Man has a free will. Some will accept and others reject. However, you will pray for those who reject the message, for they also will be given the light, the grace from your prayers.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Yes, my child, I give you an urgent directive.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
You will not wear apparel beyond your ankles.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy
It is only when you are different, my child, that you are on the right road. When you join the world, then you will be on the wrong road. The world will reject you as they rejected my son. Were you to join the world in their thoughts and their living habits, you would be accepted. But because you are not of the world, but of the Spirit, and you live in the Spirit, you will be accepted by the Father in heaven. This you must always remember. It is not the acclaim of the world that you will look for, but you will make your way slowly with perseverance to the kingdom. Pride, my child, must never enter upon you or your work, for pride is a great sin in the eyes of the Eternal Father. It was pride that sent Lucifer, from the kingdom. Do not be concerned of those who seek to send you from my sacred grounds, my child. You will just be most patient. The Father has a plan for all.
O Lord, thy grace is to our hearts, that we do whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel.
Now our lady had some beautiful rose wreath with the gold Our Father and the white Hail Mary. And Our Lady is raising the gold crucifix just in front of her. And now I'm looking up to Our Lady's head, and she has the most beautiful crown of roses around her head. Oh, it's just beautiful. I can, they're so beautiful, I can smell the, oh, the aroma of flowers.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son,
I feel there's a great light coming from beyond the roses, all up into the sky from Our Lady's head. Oh, yes, it looks like almost a huge white golden crown. The light shines so beautifully that it's reflecting the color of the roses. Our Lady has, the roses are red and bright and yellow. Oh, they're beautiful. They're all woven together, almost like the crown of thorns, but of roses.
Beautiful. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Now Our Lady is pointing over to the right, Our Lady's right, and there are some nuns I see from their habits.
Hail
and nuns
Mary,
coming
full
forward.
Of grace, the Lord
oh,
is with thee.
I see
blessed
Teresa.
Art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Now Teresa is speaking.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
I can't understand it.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Our Lady says, now listen well, my child, and you will understand. Dear sister
Veronica, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed
I have all sensitivity to what
Jesus.
Is taking place upon earth. I have even looked into my former home on earth. It distresses us all here in the kingdom to find the changes promoted by Satan.
Bring your habits to the floor. Bring back the fast, my sisters, the fast of sacrifice. Do not go outside the gate, for Satan is waiting there for you.
The glorious mysteries, the first glorious mystery, the resurrection. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
You are being misled, my sisters. Stand fast in your faith. We await you all in heaven, and my arms will be filled with roses for you. Do not discard your habits, for you will be unrecognized to the world and also unrecognized by the Father in heaven.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
you must pray more. You will not bring the souls to the Father by acting as a mere man. For you are above man. You have been chosen as a bride of Christ. Do you prefer mere man to the Father and eternal life? Oh, my sisters, lock your doors. Return to your prayers and your life of sacrifice and penance. If you do not pray, and pray much, you will not find many with you who are great.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Many of our dedicated are on the road to perdition.
The Lord is with thee.
They have thought themselves strong enough to go out into the world and lead a worldly life. They will fall faster, for Satan has set his trap for them. Return, I say, my sister. sacrifice and penance.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
You will not be lost to us if you do not lose yourselves in the world.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
If the leadership, my sisters, in your convent is poor, pray more and stand fast in your faith. Nothing is impossible to the Father. Ask and you shall receive.
We are protected against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
Now our lady is coming forward, and she's holding now a cross. It's a wooden cross, and I don't see a cross on it. And she's holding the wooden cross in front of her. Like this. My child, this is the symbol accepted by little Teresa. All who follow my son must place themselves upon this cross.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
it
the fruit of thy
womb. The way of Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
You must make it known, my child, that man will not on his own merits bring about the one shepherd and the one religion. No, my children, you must not be misguided. This unity of mankind will only come when my son returns to your world. I must caution you not to be led astray by the false messiahs upon your world. Do not be blinded by their miracles. You will understand now and keep it in your heart that my son shall return the manner in which he ascended. He will descend to you from the skies. So if one says to you, come, he is here, I will take you to him, do not go. If they say to you, he is out in the field, come, I will take you to him, you will not go, for you will know when my son arrives. He will come down with the angels with a loud shout of triumph to set your world in order. Prior to this time, my child, your world will be in great chaos. War upon war. Destruction from the law of redemption. If my son did not return, my child, there would be no flesh saved. So great will be the trial upon earth and mankind.
To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost.
In my earth years, I know I have given you sufficient knowledge to prepare yourselves. You will not approach these final years without preparation. Prepare your souls and the souls of your children and those you love. Only a few will be saved.
The third glorious mystery, the descent of the Holy Ghost upon the apostles. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Your country and your world must embark upon a constant vigil of prayer. The families that will pray will say together,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Mothers,
must teach their children the true faith. Fathers must fulfill their mission as fathers to their children. The example in many homes is poor and will not be tolerated by the Eternal Father. Measure for measure you shall reap what you have sown. Must give to their children the knowledge of the commandments of the Father. No excuse is accepted for casting aside these commandments. Discipline your souls, my children, your spirits. Discipline your human bodies. Do not allow yourselves to be swallowed up in the mire of destruction. Make it known, my child, the world that lies beyond the veil. Make it known, my child, for so many have forgotten the reality of hell, purgatory, and the eternal kingdom of the Father, heaven.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
It must be made known also, my child, that there are demons loosed upon your earth, demons from the abyss, far more powerful than have been set upon the earth in past history. Their reign will come to an end. All of the children of earth will be tested.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power.
Yes, my child, mankind shall be set in two camps. On one side, the sheep. On the other, the goats.
The assumption of our Blessed Lady into heaven. Our Father who art in heaven.
You will pray much for your clergy.
Will be done on earth.
You will pray much for your government leaders. And parents, you will adopt a rigid and strict rule in your families. For you now are holding the balance for the salvation of your children's souls.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Your sacrifice now will bring you gladness of heart, for at the end of penance is a great joy. Yes, my child, I say penance, for to remain in the light in your dark world will be great penance to mankind. However, there is always the joy in knowledge that eternity in the kingdom of light is your reward. Now our lady is taking her rosary like this. Oh, and she's extending the crucifix out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And now our lady is beckoning. You will be seated, my child, until the arrival of my son.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Just put your weight on it. Yes, please.
No, we'll pick you up. archangels, descend us in battle. Hear our confession against the wicked and the
May God produce him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Jesus is standing. Oh, he's not exactly standing. He's beginning to move. He's floating forward now. He's over on the left side of the flagpole, but he's coming closer now. Oh, and now a lady is now behind Jesus, and she has on a blue cloak over her a white long gown, and now lady has a beautiful golden circlet upon her head. It's a crown, just beautiful. There are no stones in it. It looks like it's solid gold. Oh, now Jesus is coming over. He's now coming. He must be across the fence. He's standing now high up in the air, just over the banners. Oh, and now Jesus has on his cloak. It's a deep burgundy color. And his hair is quite long onto his shoulders, and the light is so bright, it makes his hair look sort of like a reddish glow about it. But I can see at the bottom of his hair, it's dark, though. It might be a dark brown. And now Jesus has also on sandals, like the kind St. Joseph had on, with the brown leather straps. And his gown is not a white, it's sort of like an off-yellow color, like a beige color. And there's a piece of twisted, what looks like rope about Jesus' waist. Now he's taking his cloak and placing it across his left hand. And now Jesus is standing in front, and he's placing his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is moving over, and he's coming across the sky now to
to the left side of the flagpole. Now he's bending down, and our lady now is coming over by his right side. Oh, she's a good deal shorter than Jesus. The way they're standing now, Jesus looks a good, at least 4 or 5 inches taller than our lady. And now our lady is smiling. Now Jesus is saying, "My child, repeat after me. I have given you a warning that must be acted upon now. You ask the time allotted by the Father for you to make amends. I may assure you now that were you to receive knowledge of this time, you would fast act upon our direction. Your world is wallowing in sin, a sin far worse than during the time of Noah. Therefore, if you do not do penance now and change your ways that offend the Father much, you will receive a far worse punishment than given in the time of Noah. Your country must return to its knowledge and belief in the Father. No man shall escape a due chastisement. Many good, those in the light, will have to be victims in the oncoming chastisement. Know, my children, that all will receive in measure of the state of their spirit. Go forward now in the time given to you to do atonement for your chastisement is approaching fast upon you. My mother has come to you as a mediatrix. She has prepared you well and given many warnings throughout your world. Many have chosen to cast them aside in their arrogance and pride. All shall one day feel the burning of the fires. Do not cast these warnings aside. In your pride, none shall escape the veil. All shall come before the Father in judgment, sooner or later. Have you made ready for this exit from your world? Or do you think man in his arrogance shall find life eternal upon your earth? What fools they are who adopt this knowledge! For they have been deluded by the master of deceit, Lucifer. Many are selling their souls to get to the head. Sadly, they gain nothing but an eternity in hell. Oh yes, there is a hell, and there is a purgatory. The place of purging has hope, but hell is forever without hope. All shall receive their just judgment by merits. a constant vigilance of prayer, and in your charity, save your brothers and sisters. The Father is the final judge of all. He looks into your hearts. Therefore, we have not set you to judge your brothers or sisters, but to counsel them in charity. You cannot be alone in your world, but you do not have to join the forces of evil to win them over. Prayer, a constant vigilance of prayer, and good example shall be the road you are on to the kingdom. Now Jesus is placing his hands out in front like this, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And Our Lady now is extending the cross, the crucifix from her rosary, and she is also making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is bending over. I bless you with graces from the light, graces for cure and conversion, body and spirit. Do not reject the graces that are given in abundance for the asking. Now Jesus is moving over. Going across the sky, he's coming over by the bowl. He's just about standing over the roof of the building, and now he is placing his hand out in front of him like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over. He doesn't walk, he just is gliding, though the wind is carrying him over, and as he moves, the light is very, very bright about his whole figure. It's very hard to look into it. It's so bright, but I can see him very clearly. And Our Lady is behind him. And just over beyond Our Lady, I can see Saint Joseph standing there, and he's moving his head up and down. Yeah, I believe he's saying yes. That's so. Yes. I can see he is shaking his head, nodding his head, yes. Oh, and St. Joseph is standing quite a bit behind Our Lady and Jesus. I do feel that that is the way he has chosen to remain in the background. And Our Lady is smiling, and she's looking back at St. Joseph, and she's smiling. And now Jesus is extending his hand in front of him in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children. Continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of Roses, pray for us. Mary, Mouth of Mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us.